settle a little bit into your chair. There's lots of energy that's taken place here. Lots of beautiful work from all the presenters. Lots of heart energy. Thank you, Shamir, for your beautiful angelic heart. And we together, all of us, give back to the world what we create here. So take a breath. And another, of course. And know that as you breathe in and breathe out, you are coming into a space of healing, a place of healing, because your awareness has changed this weekend. You've heard about the Star Mothers. You've heard about the Council and the Entourage, the Nodes and the Nulls, the heart and the soul of all of this family. Take another breath. You become the wisdom, and then you share the wisdom. You become the healing, and then you share the healing. You become the light, and then you share the light. And we hold each other up as our lights grow stronger. Hold each other up, and we see our way with the lights of the family. We know we have guidance. We know we have help from the other side of the veil. Just allow that to be more and more present in your awareness, especially right now at the end of this weekend, when all of your systems have been tapped into, touched, and perhaps transformed by the love and the honoring that is here. You are in the perfect place at the perfect time to receive, to become, to transform. Now we bring you the loving message from Adaranda and from Kryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you again. Ah, very nice to see you again. Yes. So you have had a big weekend so far, and another day tomorrow to learn how to do this, to channel, to connect with your higher self. Oh, we give thanks for you. We give thanks to Dr. Amber and all of the beings that assisted, to Michelle and all of that energy. For you see, as our dear friend Joy says, the joy. Abracadabra, what does that mean? Gratitude. You see, in that capacity of being grateful for absolutely every little thing that happens, that shifts the frequency of the planet. Just gratitude. Can you imagine if when things that happen that are not quite so joy-filled, if you thought, well, I am grateful for what I learned through this, that would shift the consciousness of this planet. I am grateful for what is happening now. For you see, the course of this planet, as you know, is changing, raising. And it is time for you to learn to be transparent, not just translucent. Yes, we can always see the light through you, but transparent. You say, how can I be transparent? I've got this shell here that's not transparent. It holds up my bones and my organs and my body and my muscles. And it would look really icky, maybe, or maybe beautiful, if that shell were not there. But what would it be? What would it mean for you to approach every conversation with transparency. First, you have to know who you are. We've already talked about that. We would ask you to explore that further this week as you are going through your world. And yet, transparency, that energy as it is coming in that transparent focus, is about you truly being able to connect. You truly being able to see beyond the veil. And yet, not necessarily live there and talk about it all the time. Interesting dichotomy, eh? I mean, you can go into your world and you can talk about all the galactics and the Lemurians and the Atlanteans and the Andromedans and the Vegans, not to be confused with the vegans, but the Vegans and the Pleiadians and the Arcturians and the Sirians and blah, blah, blah. And if you do, it is fine for you to talk about that. But what happens is those that aren't quite ready to acknowledge it, aren't quite ready to open their minds to all of those possibilities, become a little nervous. So what happens when they become a little nervous? You get to nudge them ever so gently beyond their comfort zone, not by telling them everything that you know, because they may not have enough time for that. However, it would be more like letting them know that there are infinite possibilities in this universe to be able to experience good, to do good, to have good, and to be good. That is what the master teachers have told us. Dearly beloveds, as Adaronda says, the master teachers, they are you. The master teachers of this planet are now you. To do good for everyone. To be of service. To do the service that you would like to see. To be good for yourself. To be you, for I am there. To express good. When you express yourself in the divine benevolence, there is no judgment there. Judgment feeds ill will. And I shudder to think of the judgment of others that have been done in my name. You, dearest beings of light, are here to dispel those old beliefs of judgment, those old beliefs of criticizing your neighbor. For as I said, when you criticize your neighbor, that which you criticize is usually much bigger within yourself. Yes, they did transform my words. If you see a plank in your neighbor's eye, you have to remove the building or the tree in your own before you can see to take the speck out of your neighbor's. You see, dearest beings of light, that is what transparency means. To be transparent with your own beliefs and to be able to explain them to anyone and realize that you do not have to convince them that you are right, for there is no right. There's only truth. And as Adaronda says, everyone's got their own opinion about that. So find the truth in your heart. See the good in your heart. Be that good, for it is in your heart. That is as the world changes. To every single time you feel that judgment, that critical nature raising to the surface to tell others how they should be doing this or that, stop. Breathe. Be aware of where you are in that process. And then acknowledge it. And love them right where they are. Got to love it when the masters come in, eh? Huh? And as they do, know that you are a part of that energy. You are a part of the masters of this planet. You are a part of that divine frequency. You are not separate from it. So, as we said earlier, take your coats off, those cloaks, take those clothes off that are masking you and your own divinity. That is the key. To remember that you are that divinity. You are that nature. You are that connector. And as you are, transparent in who you are, in safety, well, the Master promised that it would not happen again, that you would be strung up because of who you are. As you are you, you are giving permission for everyone around you to be more them, which is, at their core, love. At their core, love. And if you see the love in all individuals, that love will get stronger and brighter and expand to fill up the places that didn't seem quite so much like love. That is the frequency of the new world. And you are a part of it. And for that, we are grateful. We love you deeply. We see you. We know you. We breathe into you as you breathe into us. And we activate those parts of you that are truly you. And with that, we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Channeling is very different for the individual human beings who do it, and they will tell you so. There are those who will be taken out of their bodies to such an extent that they remember nothing. And yet while they're channeling, they're enhanced in order to accomplish what they need to do and give the messages they need. There are some who will open their eyes and walk around the rooms, and some who will remain seated like you're seeing now. It's all a part of the individual and what they will say and do, what they will allow within their own bodies. Years ago, 31 years ago, my partner sat in a place where we made an arrangement. The arrangement was this. My partner said that he was wanting to hear everything that was channeled. And I told him at that time, this is fine, but there is a limit to what you can do. If you're going to be listening to the channeling as it happens and be aware and remember it, you're using a part of your brain where we cannot take you to that out-of-body place where others go, and you're going to have to stay seated. I even told him you'll have balance issues if you do this, in that you will not be able to stand while you channel, and he never has, or if he does, it's a special circumstance, or perhaps he holds on to something. I tell you this for what follows. In a channeled situation, as you are hearing now, and some of you are observing now, for this is a video, there is an energy created which is not of this planet. Period. And it is an energy that is available for those who want it. There are some who could listen to this message, roll their eyes, laugh, have a drink, and leave. There are those who will be smitten, literally, with the energy that is here, that speaks to their divinity, and they won't be able even to speak. This is free choice. It also plays into what I'm going to tell you next. So the human being has to tune in or not with a choice. And when they tune in, they have to be tuned to whatever layer of this they wish. And we've spoken of this before. One layer listens intellectually, writes the things down, gleans the information. Another layer gets the energy. Another layer gets another message and the energy. Another layer is changed by the energy. This is what channeling produces. Not all channeling is the same. The longer a human being has been channeling, the more pure it becomes. And this is simply because of the experience of being there and going there over and over, of knowing what to expect over and over, of being able to slip into that energy immediately and be in that special place. Where are you when you channel Lee Carroll? And he still doesn't know. We take him to the side in a room, you might say, where he listens intently and remembers intently. But long ago, he realized it wasn't him talking. His voice, his intellect, his brain, his body. But fully, he gave it over because he trusted the channel. And for all of these decades, he was not wrong. For I never gave information that was untruthful. I never gave information that was anything but loving, benevolent, and showed that the love of the Creator for the individual human being was so special, so special. His channelings grew in intensity, purity, and in that he developed a system of what he would do and where he would go, and that is where he sits today. He goes out and speaks to groups because he loves the people. He wants to see them eyeball to eyeball and be in the audience with him. It makes him happy to see people touched physically. And the other things that have happened recently that he hasn't talked about. If you've looked at his schedule in the past, you've seen this almost every week. He packs his suitcase, gets on an airplane, goes to visit people. Not that many people. Sometimes it's a group of 150, sometimes 300 if he goes to Europe, sometimes 1,000. Then he comes home and he does it again and again and again and again. And he's not going to continue that because of the instructions I give. He will modify it. Don't be alarmed, my partner, because I'm not going to tell you not to travel because I know you want to hug and see and be and feel the reactions of those around you. You want to see humans. You want to be with humans. I understand that. But why so few when you have so much more to give? Why so few? In these last years, something has been happening with my partner that he has not spoken of. For various reasons, and perhaps it's just the timing, people have felt that the channels were more powerful. They were. And it wasn't what he was saying, dear ones, because he wasn't saying anything different than he's always said. So what was different? And I'll tell you that the field around him when he channels, that you call dynamically multidimensional and quantum, was starting to enhance exponentially. And people were feeling it. What is happening, Lee? He never mentioned it, did he? That would seem egotistical, wouldn't it? Let me ask my partner who is listening right now why he doesn't talk about the things when I've poked him so many times and told him, changes are coming, changes are coming. 6 months ago, approximately, my partner was in Peru. He was there with a group, and he met with a shaman of blood lineage. This means a shaman who had been trained as a shaman, who had gone through the generation that he needed to, the years, in order to become called a shaman in his tribe, a real one. Nicholas Pacar was his name, known as one who stepped out of his tribe in the mountains to start giving the cosmology of his tribe, the truth of his tribe. And that's where my partner took the group to meet with him, and they met with him all week. It was profound. My partner many times was brought to tears. The Nicholas message from so long ago from the ancients was the same one as Kryon. Are you surprised that the truth is the truth is the truth? My partner sat in a ceremony that he didn't expect. He didn't know what was happening. It was the very first thing that Nicholas did. With the group in his teaching center, my partner was asked to sit in a chair. He was given some entrapments and some things to put on. And then Nicholas asked his age, "How old are you?" Nicholas also had asked others, "How long has this man been doing these things? How long has he been a spiritual leader?" Those two things allowed Nicholas to do what came next. He did a full initiation of my partner into one of the levels of the cosmology of the Kiro. Assisted by three priests, he did this. All my partner knew was that he was asked to chew on some funny tasting leaves. That's all he got out of it. Because, Lee, you're stubborn. He didn't know what was happening, did you? And even though others said, you know, that was something, you ought to find out more about it. You didn't report it. You didn't put it in a bulletin. You didn't publish it. You didn't tell anybody what had happened. Nicholas had to know how long you've been doing this, because in his tribe, you have to do it for a generation before you can be initiated as anything. That was a milestone, and you missed it. What he'd done is initiate you to be able to increase the energy, not just for his tribe, but for the earth. And go into another level of what you thought you could do. So now I'll tell you what is going on. My partner, you have created a new kind of field around yourself while you heal. While you heal. Did you hear that? You, my partner, had to heal your stubbornness. And then you were pushed by the virus. Because you couldn't see anybody anymore, could you? You couldn't go anywhere, and you had to hunker down, as you say, and you had to learn to do it in front of a television camera. And so now you see the result of it. But do you really see the result of it? Because right now, I'm telling you, from now on, what you can do in this new enhanced field that I'm going to tell you about in just a moment, won't reach a small group of people every single week. It can reach the world every single week. It's a new paradigm for you, and you've resisted it and resisted it and resisted it, Mr. Carroll. And now it is in front of you because I'm giving it to the public. And it's too late to back out. That's called uber stubborn. But that's who he is, because he has to be sometimes led into these things, kicking and screaming, just like he was led to me. From now on, you're going to create healing sessions. You're not going to become a healer. Dear ones, I want to get this straight, because that takes a lot of training. He is going to instead create healing energy where a human can sit in it and heal themselves, or have information given to them where they can go to others and begin healing like no other time. You never thought that would be your goal, did you? This will be something that is going to grow into who you are and what you do. And when they hear the name Kryon, they're going to want to come to the circle. And I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Imagine the creation of a multidimensional field, a circle, where people can come and be in it and sit in it in a special kind of way. And in that, there is an enhancement that doesn't naturally occur in their lives. The enhancement that my partner, you've seen before in your life. An enhancement where individual humans are enabled by choice to change their biology. You call it healing. You already know that it's happening because those around you are talking about it. Here are your instructions. Now you know what this media that you are talking in right now can do. But you also know that the energy that you create in channeling is quantum. In a quantum state, there is no distance. You can be personal to someone 1,000 miles away, and they're with you right in front of you. And you know this, Lee. And you've seen it, and you've felt it every single time we've done it. A few times we have stepped out, and we've asked you to involve the audience that's even live in a session where they could be changed. And they reported they were. And you didn't understand to keep going and do it again because you thought you knew what you did and you thought you knew what you were there for after all these years, and now it changes. Oh, you'll still channel me just the way you always have. And yes, don't worry, there'll still be science. Oh, but what's coming? Here are your instructions. Listen. I want a weekly meeting. And you don't have to go anywhere. Almost every week. You can take a week off once in a while. Weekly. I want you to hold a healing session for the planet. No matter who shows up, 4 people, 400, it doesn't matter. And I want you to create a space. And we're going to tell you about it right now. And we're gonna have those participate in it right now who choose to in a way that's different than it ever has been before. Weekly. A healing session, inviting those to come in where you will give new healing opportunities from those all over the planet to talk about things that they never had a venue to talk about. You bring them in like you've brought others in to this venue. And then you will begin what we're going to call the Circle of 12. You're going to invite every single individual who is listening to become one of the 12. Now, those who are linear are already saying, well, that's not fair. There's only 12 who get to be in the circle. Oh, how linear of you. Humans do this. How come there's only 12 of us who get to participate in the healing? Oh, you don't understand. You don't even begin to understand. Those aren't others who are there to be healed, dear ones. Those are the masters. You're going to sit with the masters because Christ's going to bring them in. I'm going to bring them in. In fact, they always have been here. Well, that doesn't seem fair. Crying, you mean it's going to be 11 plus 1. That's not 12. See, you don't understand. Even yet, after all these years, I'm going to invite you to sit as one of the 12 because you are magnificent. Do you get this? 12 masters, and you're one of them. And in this circle, we're going to create a flame in the middle of it. And that flame will be starting in the color of violet. And some of you will know where I'm going with this, and some of you won't, because we are going to create a healing quantum field that's unified with everything, that gives the opportunity for humans to sit and feel it or not feel it and get up differently. And it's not about a spontaneous remission. It's about knowledge. It's about energy. It's about understanding who you are so you can begin the healing process. Some, yes, will be healed. Some will start the process and enhance it. I want these meetings weekly. And I want you to make some of them free every month. So it's not sequestered just to those who have abundance. Like you've done with the audios, I want some of them to be free completely. And don't alter the program. Don't make it a shorter program because it's free. Give them everything that you would for those who would also like to participate with their abundance. This is your living. This is what you're going to do. At the same time, you will go out and meet those and go to the conferences and go on the tours, but you're going to do this weekly. Already, your mind is spinning, saying, how can I do it weekly? We'll show you. So, dear ones, do you want to participate? Would you like to feel it? This is for all of those right now who want to feel something that you've always known is there. My partner, I always want you to start with this, a phrase. Come closer, dear ones, and join me in the circle of 12. And in that, I want you to bring in the various energies or masters who would enhance the circle with the flame in the middle, emulating the flame in the Lemurian teaching wheel. And I want you to spend time with them in that channel. Every single one of them is in their own circle of 12. I want all those right now listening who wish to sit in the chair. Close your eyes, please. Don't be with anyone else, please. Close yourself in your mind, please. This is going to be something that was going to be intense, that you're going to concentrate with, and sit in the chair. You're in the circle of 12 with so many others right now. Right now, I am creating an enhanced field for you, right now, emulating what's coming. This was always the plan. This was always the plan. That you'd come to a place where you don't just dispense information, but you dispense energy that they can feel and sit in and change within it, because the masters are here with you. I'll bring in one. I'll bring in the main one. It may surprise you who that might be. For you'll say, well, this is not necessarily the one I thought. You just don't know. The violet flame, that should have given you a hint. I bring in the Master Saint Germain right now as you sit there. Are you sitting there? Are your eyes closed? Do you feel it? Do you feel an enhancement of the energy right now? Sometimes it might get thick for you. Sometimes you might get chills. Sometimes you might realize that there's a revelation going on in the information that you are now receiving about you, your health, all four attributes of health in your body as your chemistry starts to react to being in the presence of those who can heal and have healed in the past, an energy which talks to your cellular level and asks the questions, don't you know you're divine? Don't you know that you were not put here to be sick? Don't you know that you're not put here to worry? Don't you know that this is part of the shift, and now is the time to stand up figuratively from the old energy and the mire of unhealth that you've been in and stand and start a healthy body? That intuition will be given to you as to what's next and how to create that which you have asked for, the healing that you've asked for. The energy that I'm creating right now is powerful because my partner has gone through his generation of training, and he is indeed the shaman you think he is. And that qualifies him in any book to do what he's doing. Not a healer, but one who allows for healing. This is the energy you sit in, dear ones, in the circle of 12. Oh, there's more, and we could bring in more. But this is a sample of what can happen. Even those listening right now to my voice at any time can feel the healing, can be part of it. There's more. But now that I've given this publicly, my partner, you can't back out. Nor would you. If you knew how many were coming, who are coming in the future, who will walk away differently than they came. In this, a new way of teaching. Let it be so. For those in the circle, it is time to stand, figuratively, to leave the circle, to go back to where you were, to come out of this energy slowly. And you will feel it. You will feel the thickness of the energy start to diminish, and you will know you have sat in a special place this day. My partner, I want you to open a channel for people to give information of how they felt, the healings that they had, so others can see it and believe it from credible sources. All of these things that you never have done before, I want you to do. All things are working together in your life at the moment to accomplish this, and the synchronicities you know about to accomplish this, the synchronicities of how the changes are occurring, even in your work, is for this. You know what I'm speaking of now. It is the beginning of a new syllabus for Cryon. Look it up. And so it is.